King County was one of the first local governments in the country to pass a law that sets aside 1% of public works construction budgets for art. And so that's why you see public art everywhere, from manhole covers to metro buses. It includes everything from murals to glass sculpture to audio art. Well, now Metro's Rapid Ride buses and bus shelters are hosting the work of 365 poets from all over King County. One of those poets is Hiran Dolce. The Mexico City native has lived in Redmond for 7 years. Marcy Silman met her at the Rapid Ride shelter on Lower Queen Anne Hill to find out how Hiran Dolce got involved in the Poetry on the Bus project.
I started participating in this Hispanic writers group that was organized by the Seattle Library. And they started this workshops for writing. And our main thing is to write in Spanish, to express ourselves in our mother tongues. Somebody came with the news. Like, you know what, there's going to be this program, and they want us to write home. And everybody started to make their own research. And then, well, I researched, and I knew that they were going to choose 65 people. So I thought, we have a chance. We can participate. So that's most of it, how it happened.
Did you submit your writing?
Yeah, I did. Everybody needed to do it by themselves.
These poems don't have to be about riding mass transit.
No, the poems needed to be about home and how you feel it while not living there.
While not at home.
Yes, exactly. So it was more a thing of nostalgia. Actually, that's the name of my poem. So what they wanted us to do was to talk about our feelings about home while living in a different country.
You have no papers with you, but I would love to hear your poem, and I'm assuming now it's in Spanish, and I'm not going to understand any of it.
I can recite it right now for you.
Let's wait the bus. Let's let this bus go by, because nothing like doing an interview on a noisy city street.
Yeah, but that's the point, right? People is going to read poetry while on the bus or while waiting for the bus. This is an amazing project just because of that, because it's an urban project. It's for the people. Nobody has to pay for it. Nobody has to go look for it. The poetry is going to come with you while you ride. So you're inside of the bus and suddenly you find yourself with nothing to do and you look up and you find advertisings, pictures, things. It's beautiful now to know that while you're inside the bus, you look up and you're going to find a piece of someone else's heart.
And now we're going to hear part of Nora's heart.
Okay, my poem is called Nostalgia. I'm going to say it in Spanish, and it goes like this. Cuando cierro yo mis ojos, cuando escucho una canción, vuelvo al columpio y al parque de los adoquines rojos. En mis sueños vagabundos, cruzo el espacio y el mundo. Otra vez soy pequeñita y regreso a esa nación que es mi hogar. Amor profundo, grieta de mi corazón. That's it. I cannot say the exact translation, but it's something like, when I close my eyes or listen to a song, once again I'm a little girl and go back to the swing and the park with the red cobblestones. In my wandering dreams, I cruise the space and the time and go back to that nation, which is my love, my deepest love, the chasm of my heart.
You said a little bit earlier that one of the great things is that this is free. It's on the buses that everybody takes. And what are you hoping for somebody who reads your work or one of the other 364 poets? What do you hope they take away from what they read or hear?
The first thing I wish is that somebody, anybody, one person would read the words and feel identified. Like, I would have, if that person would say, I would have said that if I could. That's the first thing I believe, like touching the hearts of people only with one poem or with the 365. And besides that, well, I know this is going to encourage other artists that are right now like just hitting in the dark to come out next time and to realize that they are, their art is worth it. So I believe this is going to grow. But my main expectation is to touch one people's heart at a time.
Nora Giron Dolce, one of the 365 poets whose work you're going to find on Metro's rapid ride buses and in bus shelters around King County. She spoke with KUOW's Marcy Silman.